From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master and star of the Sundance Film Festival, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're back from Park City triumphant, I hear.
Well, it was quite a few days last weekend. The movie Wordplay, the documentary about me and crosswords and the crossword tournament, premiered. The reception was really good. The crowd laughed. I mean, it's a funny movie. It gets very tense at the end. And the news was, this past Wednesday, the movie was sold to a distributor, and it will start appearing in theaters later this year, probably this summer.
Oh, great. So we'll all get to see it, huh?
That's right.
And you are now all over the blogosphere, you know.
Ha.
With pictures, so I don't know. I think you're going to have to get some Groucho glasses or something to keep yourself.
I'm thinking of shaving, getting a buzz cut or something.
That'll work, sure. That'll work. All right, well, for those of us who didn't get to go to Sundance and listen to the radio last Sunday and play the puzzle regularly, you left us with a challenge. Repeat it for us.
Yes, it came from listener Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, take the 9 letters from G to O, change one of them to the following letter of the alphabet, and rearrange the result to name a famous person. And as two hints, I said, the answer is this person's full name, and it's someone who's been in the news lately. Who is it?
Who is it?
Well, you change H to I and rearrange, you get Kim Jong-il, the ruler of North Korea.
We had over 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Portia Cornell from Highland, California. Hi, Portia.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
This one actually was fairly quick. My husband and I, we wake up to the puzzle every Sunday morning on our alarm, and we try to finish it real quickly. He calls it our homework, and we got that one fast.
Wow. How long have you been playing?
I don't know, at least 8 years. I've been sending them in ever since you took email.
And you like crossword puzzles, too?
Oh, I love crossword puzzles, and I also love Will Shortz's puzzle in Reader's Digest.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. I hadn't heard that mentioned before, but she sounds like a real puzzle fan. And as one, are you ready to play, Portia?
I sure hope so.
All right. Will, meet Portia. Let's play.
All right, Portia, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has 6 letters. Drop the last letter, read the remaining letters backward, and you'll get a 5-letter word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said failing mentally and sights at taxi stands, you would say senile and lines. Number one is stage and uprising, and your second clue is Casanova.
In sight, rebel?
Mm-hmm.
Does start with R-E.
Revolt?
Revolt, yes.
And now,
drop the last letter, read the rest backward, you get?
Lover.
Lover is right.
All
right, whew.
First one's always the hardest.
Oh, gosh.
Number two, to change form, and actress O'Neill.
Tatum?
Yes.
Mutate.
That's correct. Means of leaving, and material for a suit.
Surge?
Yes.
Egress,
excellent. Ready to nod off, and Three Musketeers weapon.
Sword?
Yes.
Drowsy.
To sword.
Okay.
Good. Lacking ethics, and a nice odor.
Amoral?
Yes.
What was the other clue?
A nice odor.
Aroma,
you got it.
I'm sorry.
You're doing great. Wickerwork material and perfume made from petals. And it's in particular, often perfume made from rose petals.
All I can think of is like attar or something.
Yes.
Attar?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the other clue, I'm terrible today. Rattan.
attar. Excellent. A tiny, tiny slice, and bad things.
Tiny slice. A nibble?
No, as of pie. A tiny, tiny slice of pie.
I always have big slices. Tiny slice of pie. Wedge?
Really tiny, tiny wedge.
Yeah, just give me a...
Smidgen?
It does start with S.
Boy, I cannot think of this word.
How about, is it sliver?
Yes.
Oh, sliver.
Yeah.
And so the bad things are evils.
Evils, good. All right, try this one. Actor Howard of The Third Man and obvious.
I'm not real good on movies.
I can hum the theme, but that's about it.
Howard.
And Howard is his last name.
Trevor
so.
Howard?
Excellent. Your second clue is obvious.
Obvious. Overt.
Overt. How about bathroom fixture? And poet who wrote The Wasteland?
O'Neill?
No.
Toilet?
Yes.
Toilet. Eliot.
Eliot. Excellent. To dress or attire as a judge. And your second clue is carried.
Toted? Tote?
No. What does a judge wear?
A robe.
Yes. To dress or attire as a judge.
And robe.
Is, yes. And carried?
Born,
yes. Born, B-O-R-N-E.
Oh, born.
And here's your last one. To leave in a hurry and sprayed as a crowd of demonstrators.
Maced?
Yes.
Oh, and the other clue?
To leave in a hurry. So it starts D-E-C-A-M.
Oh, decamp.
Decamp, is it? Nice work.
Oh, no.
A lot poor...
easier when you're lying in bed on Sunday morning.
That's what they tell me. You did really well. These were not easy.
Thank you for saying that.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Portia, what's your member station?
KVCR, Valley College Radio, and San Bernardino.
Okay, Portia Cornell.
I'm a member.
Good for you. Member Portia Cornell from Highland, California. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, Will, a challenge for everyone listening to play this coming week.
Well, this next challenge involves a spoonerism. And a spoonerism is where you interchange the initial consonant sounds of words in one phrase to get a new phrase. For example, wild cherry. Spoonerized is child-wary. Now, name a popular tourist spot in Europe. Four letters in the first word, six letters in the last. Spoonerize it, and you'll get a new phrase meaning got drunk. What phrases are these? So again, a popular tourist spot in Europe, 4, 6. Spoonerize the name, and you'll get a new phrase meaning got drunk. What phrases are these?
When you know the answer, remember, we have a new way for you to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but what you do is you go to our website, npr.org, and you click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.